sweet. You've awakened.
I'm sure you're wondering how fate brought you here, nestled in my arms like this. Fear not. If I intended to harm you, you wouldn't have awakened. I found you, right outside my mansion. You were cloaked in shadows and drenched to the bone. You stumbled forward, wet and shaking and in desperate need of shelter. I couldn't tell if you knew whose door you knocked, for you were already floating in and out of consciousness. I know your kind is often fearful and suspicious of mine, so I generally refrain from intervening. But you were catching fever, and I worried for you. At first glance, I saw nothing more than a mere mortal. Vulnerable, defenseless, in the face of nature's wrath. Yet, as you drew nearer, I caught a glimpse of something within you. Like a flame flickering in the darkness. You looked like a sick puppy. So sad and so helpless. And yet, there was this warmth emanating from within you, calling me towards it. I couldn't simply leave you out there, knowing you might not wake. I wondered to myself, for what reason should a tiny thing like you be out here? Exactly where mortals are warned not to go, on a night as fearful as this one. And I found myself growing curious. And so I opened my door. I wanted to see the face of my unexpected guest. I watched and observed, hoping to see a flicker of an answer, just something to satisfy me. But then you dropped to the ground, your shivers replaced with stiff silence, unable to move. I could hear the fierce cadence of your heartbeat become sluggish and slow, like your spirit finally began to give up. Though by nature I'm more drawn to the sanguine allures of mortal life, a pang of empathy stirred within my mortal heart. And so I tenderly collected you and carried you into the warmth of my hearth. The halls echoed with the hollow sound of my footsteps as I carried you through the corridors, the flickering torches casting long shadows upon marble floors, until I could usher you here by my fireplace. In a curious lapse of memory, I clung to you, trying to warm you up despite the fact my body has no warmth. In the flickering light, I caught a glimpse of your face, softened by the glow of the flames. Despite the weariness that etched lines upon your brow, there was a certain innocence in your eyes, a purity untouched by the ravages of time. I've forgotten how beautiful humans can be when you take a moment and look in their eyes. With a gentle touch, I brushed the damp tendrils of hair from your brow. My fingers lingering upon your skin like the whisper of a passing breeze. And then something came over me. I couldn't bear the thought of letting you go until I was sure you would survive. In that fleeting moment between life and death, I was prepared to bestow upon you the gift of eternity. But I'm glad that fate had other plans. Your heartbeat began to regain its fierce rhythm. And now you awake. Bewildered, but you don't seem afraid. Strangely enough. You are welcome to make yourself comfortable for the night in this haven amidst the storm. Though the night may be long and the shadows deep, fear not, for you are not alone. Allow me to acquaint you with your current surroundings. I've had my familiar ready this room in particular just for you, to make sure it's cozy and warm. He's still human, so he was a better judge. The walls are painted in rich, comforting tones. Soft plush carpet covers the floor. And at its center, we sit at this beautiful stone fireplace. A fire crackles gently in the hearth, casting a warm, golden glow across the room. The flames dance and flicker, creating mesmerizing patterns of light and shadow. You find some solace fixating upon the fire, letting your mind slow down as you watch it. I've laid you upon a soft daybed near the fireplace. As you settle into it, you feel the soft fabric against your skin. The futon seems to envelop you in comfort. The room is pleasantly warm from the beautiful, rhythmic fire. You can hear the soft popping and crackling of the wood as it burns. The scent of pine gently wafts through the air. With each breath, you relax deeper and deeper into the bed, the tension leaving your body, leaving your neck, your shoulders, your ribs, your arms, your hands, every little finger, your torso, your hips, your thighs. The tension leaves your knees and calves and ankles and every little toe. You could get up, but it feels so good to sink deeply into the cushions beneath you. You decide to let yourself just indulge in that sweet feeling, letting go and trusting the surface beneath you to carry you softly. Your muscles loosen, and you sink deeper and deeper into comfort. Let's bring your attention to your breath. Breathing in deeply for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. And out for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So relaxed, so deeply embedded in this state of letting go. The rhythmic dance of the flames helps quiet your mind. In fact, the more you think, the brighter the flame grows. With each new thought it takes in as fuel, you hear the flame crackle faster and dance more beautifully. You begin to play with this new discovery, letting your thoughts be drawn to it like a vacuum. It feels good in this moment to be lighthearted and playful, to let go of your worries and have a bit of fun, to let it all go. With each stray thought or distraction, you offer it to the flame, and it thanks you generously with a pop and a crackle. Breathe in deeply for 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out for 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It begins to take the thoughts from your mind faster and faster, allowing you to sink deeper and deeper into this moment of peace and comfort. The muscles in your brow and your jaw and all the tiny muscles in your eyelids become softer and heavier. It feels so good to let this flame make use of all your thoughts and to give them up for a moment. The flame feels like a friend, carrying all these thoughts for you and transmuting them. For you to pick back up later, if needed, of course. Anything that feels pressing or urgent, you trust this flame to carry for you until the morning, where it will shed a light on what's really important and what you can leave behind. This is no ordinary friend, and is your familiar for the night. So offer it all your stress, and let it do the work for you, until there's no more thoughts for you tonight. Nothing but enjoying the warmth of the flame and the softness of my fingertips as they stroke your hair out your face. You are doing so well for me, my sweet. Once again, let's breathe in for four counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, out for 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You may notice other noises or concerns, and that's okay. Know that they will not distract or disturb you in any way. Simply offer it to the fire and bring yourself back to the sound of my voice. Take note of the cadence and the pitch. Notice how it shifts. Notice how it makes you feel to hear my voice. To feel soothed, protected, and at ease. Anything else is offered to your new flame friend. It feels so easy and comforting to let your thoughts and your worries slip away, replaced by nothing but a gentle warmth that kisses and caresses your skin. Remember this feeling. Let it sink in. The warmth envelops you gently, like a sweet hug. The deepest, sweetest hug. Letting you know everything will be alright, because it will. The secrets will be revealed to you in your dreams. There is nothing more you can do right now by staying awake. You've already done it all, my sweet. It is now time for your well-earned rest. And so, as long as you're comfortable, let that suggestion take hold and root itself in your mind. Each and every time you come to my flame and my voice, you find it easier and easier to let yourself sink. Sink into this feeling, sink into the depths of relaxation, sink into letting go. You build the muscle memory of relaxation. You are literally teaching yourself how to find ease. With each breath and each word I speak, you find it easier and easier to sink into this peaceful trance, and your ability to experience it gets deeper and deeper. Night by night, you are learning how to give in and let go to the call of rest, and each night you enjoy it more deeply than the last. Take a deep breath, inhaling the warmth and the peace of this space. As you exhale, let go of any worries and any stress. And no matter how relaxed you become, you will remain safely, comfortably, and firmly on the surface beneath you. It's perfectly fine to adjust and to become as comfortable as you can. In fact, your body automatically adjusts its position as often as necessary, whenever is necessary, for you to remain comfortable, safe, and secure. And here are final offerings. All your last thoughts, all your last pressing matters, until nothing is left but you and me and the flame. You may pick back up these thoughts after you've rested, but for now, you give them up for someone else to carry. If for whatever reason something happens and you need them again, you can pick them right back up. But for now, you let them go. When I say one, your mind will completely empty of its thoughts and you will go to sleep. 10. As you rest comfortably on the daybed, feel the warmth of the crackling fire embracing you gently. 9. The flickering flames cast soothing, cozy shadows around the room, inviting you to let go of any remaining tension. 8. Each breath brings in relaxation deeper into your body, while each breath out releases any lingering thoughts or worries. 7. The rhythmic crackling of the fire matches the rhythm of your heartbeat, calming you further with each gentle pop. 6. Your muscles relax completely now, sinking effortlessly into the plush comfort beneath you. 5. The warmth of the fire seems to seep into your very bones, comforting you with its steady, reassuring presence. 4. You find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into sleepiness, surrendering to the tranquility of the night. 3. The flames dance gracefully like a mesmerizing dance that leads you deeper into relaxation. 2. Your mind becomes quieter now, the outside world fading away as you immerse yourself fully into this moment. 1. You are safe. You are warm. And you are deeply, deeply at ease. Sleep now, knowing that you are embraced by the warmth of the fire and the calmness of this haven. Enjoy the quiet, the warmth, and the gentle presence of the fire for as long as you'd like. You can let yourself bask and take refuge at my flame, enjoying that warmth for as long as you want, as long as you need, as long as it's safe for you, until you're ready and able to come back up. You come all the way up at your own pace, but for now, you just enjoy yourself. So cozy, so warm. When you wake, you feel restored, refreshed, and fully rested. If you do not see me in the morning, do not fret. I will be here for you to return to. If ever you need a place of solace again,